Well, if you're a parent and you've got a child at schoolies, I mean, you worry about them anyway. You worry about them drinking excessively, or possibly experimenting on the nangs, experimenting with drugs, pills, sex. Keeping them safe is of paramount concern. And you want to know that you trust your kids and they'll make the right decisions. But, you know, you hear every schoolies period that something tragic happens to some of these youngsters. And just to make things worse, there are some new deadly drugs that have come into the country. They're calling them Frankenstein opioids. And they've now hit Australia and they're being sold to unsuspecting buyers. They're disguised as other substances. They're actually disguised as cocaine. The opioids, which are actually man-made, are stronger and more dangerous than fentanyl, and up to 200 times more potent than morphine. These are synthetic street drugs, and they're being substituted for ketamine and Xanax, and they've been blamed for at least one death and a string of overdoses around the country already. Our expert on all of this is Dr. Zach Turner, and he's on the telephone now. Dr. Zach from Concierge Doctors, good morning to you. I know you've pulled over in your car early in the morning. I appreciate it.
Thank you. Yeah, look, I've pulled over beside the road, but you know what? Safe driving and safe drug taking, I think, is important.
What are these new drugs? Describe them. What are we talking about?
Look, there's this range of drugs kind of fit into a family that essentially feel and in some ways look a little bit like a real drug or what the person is buying, and this is why you should be very safe with this. And we've discussed in the past about having safe drugs if you're going to be taking them and testing them, because that's really important. So what these drugs are is that they mimic a lot of the things that you would expect, but because of their strength in such small quantities and some of the reactions that can occur, rather than getting a normal kind of high feeling, which you would probably get with this, you'll also potentially stop breathing or stop your heart. Because the problem with them is that such a tiny, tiny amount of this, if it's not mixed exactly right, it will cause you to have potentially the amount of 100 morphine tablets all at once. And that's insane.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is absolutely insane. Where are these drugs coming from? Are they the article says that they're coming into Australia, but surely it's only a matter of time till they're made here.
Look, exactly. Well, I mean, whether they're made here or made overseas, the thing about these sorts of drugs, and the thing about any drugs, is that, look, one person's poison can be another person's cure and vice versa, one person's cure. And the drugs and medications are there for a reason. They bind to receptors in our bodies, and hopefully we have the receptors. This is why some drugs work better for other people than not. But the biggest thing about this is that the minute quantities needed. So if you're thinking, I want you to think about what you're doing at home when you bake a cake, for example. Everyone bakes or does different things, and you use one of those scales at home. And if you put one of those scales and say it says like 5 grams, okay? So 5 grams, if you think about your baking powder or baking soda or whatever else, it's a little tiny mound. And to be honest, on the street for something like cocaine, I don't know what they cost, but $300 or $400 a gram, something like that. But you get about however much you get with that amount. Now, if you were to divide up that little mound of 5 grams into 1,000 micropiles.
Mm.
Now, any one of those micropiles is enough to kill you. And that's enough to people do these sorts of things, and that's fine. But if they're not mixed through, then one person can get enough for the whole pile accidentally.
Dr. Zach, the article says that these are an opioid. Then it goes on to say that they're man-made. Well, an opioid comes from the poppy seed, doesn't it? So how can is it an opioid or not?
Well, it's hitting opioid-like receptors, and
okay,
that's partly it.
All right.
So opioids, you're totally right from poppies, but your body doesn't know necessarily. Like I mean, when the receptor gets stimulated, i.e., you have to think of like medications and substances like Tetris, like Tetris. And if you've got the right little like a 3D structure, it can just fit into any receptors for which it fits into.
Right.
Like and so if you can make a substance that looks and feels a bit like an opioid, which we use in hospitals, but you optimize it so that it doesn't break down the same, it doesn't degrade the same, and it doesn't follow the same pattern.
All right. Yeah, yeah. I see, but it does affect you. But according to the experts, these new Frankenstein opioids are frighteningly, frighteningly strong. Dr. Zach, the ABF and their commander, Ian Kelly, has said, look, what's really concerning is because we have schoolie celebrations on now or about to begin in states right across the country. And they believe that the intention of these drugs coming into Australia was to import the drug in an attempt to sell them directly and exclusively at this point to schoolies. That's such a worry for parents to hear.
And look, and it should be a worry for parents to hear because, look, at any time, if you're parenting, I think we have to go into situations and stop being naive that if you can go into these sorts of situations with eyes wide open and have the chat, don't go letting your children, your teenagers, your loved ones go out and without the chat and going, look, things happen, life happens, stuff can go down, but be aware. And I want you to be able to call me if this is the case. I want you to, like, here's a drug testing kit. I mean, I was chatting to a few, I mean, I've got lots of, I still see patients full time, and I see patients who are going to schoolies now, as well as the parents that are sending their kids to schoolies. Mm. And I'm really open about this time of year and saying, have the chat, or have the chat with me if you're too scared to have it with your parents, because you need to be aware. You can buy, if you're going to be buying illicit things, you might as well be buying a drug testing kit or something similar.
So you once again, you're a great advocate for the drug testing at these events.
Yeah, and there should be
the pill
people
testing,
there. Yeah, but totally. And if not, buy it online, like, or go to the pharmacy. Like, these things should be more available. Because, like, it's kind of like the whole condom debate and things like that, where you go, oh, well, you really shouldn't, but, I mean, we all are. Like, so you have to start going, cool, well, let's make this an event that doesn't impact the rest of your life negatively or kill you.
Yeah, the condom debate I get, old-fashioned people will say, you should never have sex before marriage, it's a sin, and people have sex. Okay, but the difference is, and so use a condom, and if you're going to take pills, go to the pill testing area and get them tested. The difference between that and that is that having sex before marriage is not illegal, but taking these drugs is.
So I agree, but also legality is sometimes a little bit about legislation, and as we've seen, like, a lot of people have criminal records for potentially self-medicating for, say, cannabis, for example, and now it's legal with a script. Mm. Australia's the first country on earth, and it's been an amazing thing for this country, and I work with some of the great, in my opinion, the best psychiatrists who have been using ketamine therapy, they've been using MDMA therapy, they've been using LSD and psilocybin, because people that have all sorts of mental health issues, but also sometimes for people that want to have mental wellness, need to be using these, and we need to discover more of them. We can't just go, oh, naughty, bad, when in reality, the reason, like, and I was a biochemist before I was a doctor. So for me, when I look at meds, if you take away the stigma, you just have to think about a Tetris, 3D Tetris, binding to another thing, and it causes a result, whether it's milk that you're drinking from a cow, or from a seed or a nut, or whether it's meth, for example. The receptors don't know the stigma. They don't know the lifelong consequences. They just get bound by a little Tetris thing that fits in there.
Yeah, okay. I understand. All right. What's your advice to parents who are worried sick about these new deadly synthetic street drugs?
Look, if you were thinking about this, if you were worrying about it, stop the worry, call your child.
Like, and if you're a child, if you are a child and you're faced with the possibility of buying some of these, what's your advice?
Call a brother, call a sibling, call a friend, or call your parent. Speak to a doctor. Like, let's stop pretending. Let's not lose any kids or teenagers or young people, this schoolies, when it could have simply been a call away.
Dr. Zach Turner, always good to talk. Let's stay in touch.
It's such a pleasure, mate. Thank you so much.